mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two of this live Tuesday edition, the 14th day of June, 2005. Daniel Estulon, going into his 14th year covering the Bilderberg Group. Next to Jim Tucker, he's been fighting it the longest and basically in a perpetual fashion, in an unabated blitzkrieg against them. He traveled to the Bilderberg Group this year in Germany. He was on with us a few weeks ago and told us he'd come back on when his part two of his detailed analysis came out, with just bombshell revelation after bombshell revelation. And he's got some new revelations, more than are even in his part two that he just published last Friday. So Daniel Estulon joining us from Madrid, Spain, coming up here in about 5 minutes. And we're going to have him with us for about an hour and a half later in this hour. We will open the phones up for those that would like to get involved on air at 1-800-259-9231. Some of the news that needs to be covered. There's really an excellent news article on Infowars.com from the Raw Story, The Path of War Timeline. And it is a detailed timeline from public statements by George Bush and his staff even before he was elected president, openly laying out how they would lie to us, how they would manipulate us. So this is very important. I want to go over some of that with Mr. Estulon later. Congressman Jones, Walter Jones, who's been worshiping Bush and came up with the ridiculous sophomoric term freedom fries, he now admits he was wrong and that we were all lied to. A bill has been introduced so Bush can stay in for another 4 years of the presidency. Just shows you the dictatorial attitudes of the people in control. Very, very serious. And Pentagon gives no excuses for suspects' treatment. This out of AFP. Senators aghast. The U.S. military on Sunday offered no excuses for interrogation techniques used on Saudi terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, saying this questioning followed a detailed plan and the prevention of new attacks justified the means. So the Pentagon, in open testimony, says that they're following the Gonzales Doctrine, which openly calls for tabling, that is drowning, pulling fingernails out, beating, starvation, and sexual rape. And but you read the mainstream news, they will not report on what came out in Senate hearings. They will say it's all lies made up. And Newsweek, which is a CIA front group, will prance around saying they're wrong, as the military openly in front of TV cameras says they're doing it. You got to love it, folks. You really got to love it. And as the law enforcement magazines call for torturing you at checkpoints. Yes, major law enforcement magazines going back from before 9/11 and getting worse today call for arresting anyone with an anti-UN sticker, calls for using pressure tactics, choking you to answer questions, putting bags over your head. And meanwhile, we have video of them breaking pro-lifers' arms, torturing anti-war activists till they pass out, or sitting on a soccer field peacefully. And but there's no torture, even as the president says there's torture. So it's just mass mind control. Mass mind control. Iran has been hit by a wave of bombings and says the U.S. is behind it. Well, I mean, a year and a half ago, Bush openly, remember they had all the bombings and rioting and our government admitted they were funding it? Can you imagine if Iran was over here blowing stuff up to destabilize the country? Unbelievable. Really scary news about internet taxation from the Washington Post. The cover-up on Mad Cow now unraveling. Ultra-massive transmission straight ahead. You don't want to miss Daniel Estulon. Infowars.net. Infowars.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll get hooked up with our guest in Madrid, Spain, when the hair lifts the admiral. Here sometime in the next 1,000 years. Just being sarcastic, folks. Borders must pay California tax on web sales. And this is out of the Associated Press in Appleton. A court ruling against Borders Group Incorporated sets a precedent that could enable California to force some major internet retailers to start paying sales taxes for books and music and other goods sold online to state residents. Now, folks, for 100 years, we've had the Sears Roebuck catalog, and people have ordered stuff out of state and not paid sales taxes. There's no difference, but the federal government, state governments are all pushing and driving to start internet sales tax. And it's already happening. I mean, if you order an Apple computer from their home base in Washington State or in Oregon, they will charge you sales tax. And it's all color of law. It's all just more regulatory hooey, and it's very, very scary. Whether California tax collectors use the precedent to go after not only Borders, but Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other online retailers remains to be seen. But independent booksellers and other brick-and-mortar retailers have been cheering, saying the ruling should remove their internet competition's unfair advantage. There's a lot of online retailers who are watching this intently, said Tom Dressler, a spokesman for the California Attorney General's office. Clearly, online retailing is growing, so one would think the potential revenue problem is fairly substantial. Businesses can avoid paying sales taxes to states where they have no physical presence, according to a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Borders Group, Inc. says it has never collected sales taxes for books and music sold over the Internet to California residents, even though an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based corporate parent operates 129 California stores under the Borders and Walden Books brands. Well, they should have to pay the sales tax at those stores, which they do, as well as 414,000 square foot distribution center in the state. Now, that's where they're losing the court battles, is because they got a distribution center in the state shipping from the state to the rest of the country and to California residents. And that's the only argument they've got. But the regulators are saying that if they get this ruling, they're going to use it, period. And they're already trying. And it's going to hurt one of the few areas where the free market is still growing and still vibrant, and that's the Internet. Any word on our guest, Daniel Estulon? Were we able to dial him? Yeah, you know what we need to do? Daniel Estulon, I know, it is a listener. Sir, you may just need to have to call us. I'm really sorry. But we've had him on before. And my producer is out playing tiddlywinks right now, so we can't get a proper number for him. And sometimes we have problems getting in touch with Spain. It might just be a phone line problem. But we got an hour and 47 minutes, until this transmission ends. So we'll get Daniel Estulon on later today, or we'll get him on tomorrow. Or we'll go jump in the lake, or we'll go fly a kite. We'll go do something like that. But continuing with the news here, ladies and gentlemen. Iran hit by wave of bombings blames U.S. This is out of Iran News. Iran was struck by a wave of deadly bombings in the rest of southwestern city and the capital Sunday when the Islamic regime accused U.S. backed terrorists of seeking to destabilize the country just days ahead of presidential elections, according to AFP. At least 8 people were killed and 75 wounded by a series of 4 blasts outside several public buildings in Ashzaz, an ethnic Arab majority city close to the Iraqi border that is the capital of oil-rich Khuzestan province. Later Sunday, another blast hit busy square in Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic, killing 2 people and seriously wounding at least 2 others, official media said. Now, I want to stop right here because we've got our guest, but since I got into Iran and this latest string of bombings, I need to spend a few minutes on it, and we'll go to our guest. Well, I'm very happy to have. I was looking forward to relishing this interview because he's a great, great mind and a great reporter, Daniel Estulon, on the Bilderberg Group in his Part 2 report on this situation with these global kingmakers and controllers. But back to Iran. Right after the takeover of Baghdad, and that's all they took over, 2 years ago, our government admitted that they were funding hundreds of millions of dollars in bombings and shootings and terrorist attacks in Iran to try to overthrow that country. Attacking police stations, killing cops, blowing stuff up. Our government admitted it because, you know, they're terrorists in Tehran. And so I have no doubt that this latest string of bombings and destabilization ahead of the elections there is meant to get a hardline regime in. Our government, our State Department, is very upset that a regime that is not hardline is about to get into power. In fact, the current regime is not hardline compared to the last regime. And that regime is not hardline compared to the regime before that. They are reforming. They are becoming more free market. They are allowing more freedom. Our government doesn't like that. They're allowing the French and others and Germans and Russians in to develop the oil. They don't like that. They're angry about that. And so they do not, again, these bombings will get a hardline regime in, and they lead right back to the globalist. Now, understand, and I've got to get these professors on. 6 months ago, I heard an NPR report, and I'd already read about this and read the U.S. government documents, but to hear Kermit Roosevelt, that's really his name, not Kermit the Frog, Kermit Roosevelt, to hear him on NPR bragging, I sat there in my car at Home Depot late at night for 30 minutes listening to this report. And I wrote notes and, of course, lost the notes and never got the people on. Kermit Roosevelt's now dead, but they had a recording of him and all these professors on. And they were saying it was good. And they were talking about Mossadegh. Now, this guy wore a suit, short hair, had a secular republic. Christians were totally free. Jews were totally free. Everything was milk and honey. Literally, Time Magazine Man of the Year threw the Soviets out in the north, kicked them out of the country. And then BP, British Petroleum, said, you will give us 100% of your oil. And he said, no, you will get 80%. We're going to keep some of this and give it to the people. We're going to give it to private companies that buy shares in it. We're going to have our own oil company. And so here was Kermit Roosevelt on the radio who did this in 1953 saying, we hired 2,000 thugs. We hired 2,000 people. We blew up mosques. We shot people. We bombed. We printed up thousands of flyers saying, up with Mossadegh, up with communism. The people bought it, went absolutely ape. Mossadegh was kicked out. In went the young, 17-year-old Shah, set up the torture squads. They got all the oil. And here's Kermit Roosevelt bragging about this. I've got to find that audio file on NPR. I've got to play clips of that. I got to just admitting it. We blew up mosques. We shot people. We bombed, and we blamed it on Mossadegh. Mossadegh, folks, pro-America. A good guy, anti-Soviet. And so do you blame the Iranians for putting the Ayatollah Khomeini in, who was much better than the Shah? And I don't want to hear about our hostages, folks. I know the Ayatollah probably had my head cut off in 10 seconds, a pretty evil guy. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm saying compared to the Shah, he is. And, of course, our government did this, putting the Shah in to begin with. So, again, they don't want free countries. They don't want free countries. They want dictatorships in that they own. All right. Daniel Estelon, thanks for holding during the last five-minute diatribe, but I'd already gotten into that. I look forward to having you through this hour, into the next hour, if you'll stay with us. Good to have you on, my friend.
Thank you.
What do you think about my Iran comments? Then we'll go to break and get back into the Bilderberg group.
Oh, it's actually very, very true. Kermit Roosevelt, the former CIA agent, he was born in 1916 and died at the age of 84. And you're right, he was the one who overthrew the Iran's independently minded Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and restored the Shah to what they call the peacock throne.
And what's incredible is, why would he get on the radio in a recording, I think they said in the early 70s, why would he get on the radio and brag about killing innocent people and blaming it on somebody? He's an arrogant bastard.
I mean, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know exactly why he did that.
But who do these people think they are?
I think they're the CIA. They do that once in a while.
Wow, so you know all about that then?
I do know a few things about the CIA. Quite a few friends there.
All right,
actually,
well,
very, very good people on the Patriots. They're not the assassins. There are a few bad guys there, but most of them are good people who joined the CIA to protect the country. I mean, they love the United States, and that's why they joined the force.
Well, let's talk about your latest info for some big, big, big reports, new developments when we get back with our guest, Daniel Estelon. Daniel, sorry we got you on late, but you are here with us now, and good job for the crew getting that done. We'll be right back.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Daniel Escalon is a Canadian living in Madrid, Spain, an award-winning journalist, been covering Bilderberg Group for coming up on 14 years, worked with Jim Tucker and many others. He'll be with us into the next hour. We'll also take calls later. Daniel Escalon, you got more out of this meeting than you've ever gotten out of any other, you said last time you were with us. A lot of big new developments. You've just put out part two of your report. Tell us all about it.
There's a part three coming out as well in a few weeks. Well, I'd like to begin with the Virginia Governor, Mark Warner, who was the first-time invitee to the conference. Now, he was quite concerned about the U.S. assuming greater financial responsibility. Now, what is so curious about the whole thing, he was bludgeoned by several Bilderberg heavyweights, and it remains to be seen if he will change his tune and if he falls in line. I was curious about his appearance. at the Bilderberg meeting is that literally a month later, according to the June 11th report in the Washington Post, Waldmeier is forming a federal political action committee and has hired a former top aide to ex-Vice President Gore to advise him on national politics. Now, her name is Monica Dixon. She is Gore's former deputy chief of staff. And Dixon is in charge of helping to set up meetings between Warner and the Democrats across the country as he makes the transition from governor to private citizen.
It's just like Bill Clinton in 91 making the trek there, or Tony Blair. They're the kingmakers.
Exactly. According to the Post, the new political action committee, which has not been named, will allow Warner to begin raising money for a possible run at a Democratic presidential nomination in 2008 while he finishes his term in Virginia. And I still, forgive me, I have a bit of a cold, so if I cough once in a while, it's because of that. Now, Warner is limited, for your listeners' information, to one term as governor, so his options are, one, to move up or to move out. Now, I think in the present climate of utter mediocrity in American politics, he believes, and not without reason, to be able to take the White House. And if you can get David Rockefeller and company behind him, so much the better. Now, I've been told by the Secret Service agents since the end of the Bilderberg conference that Warner was informally invited to Rockefeller estate shortly after the Bilderberg conference. Now, that isn't to say that he and Rockefeller have met, but that the standing invitation is there. Now, that's a big step forward for Virginia government, the governor. Now, I haven't personally been invited to Rockefeller's house, and I have a feeling you, Alex, have not been either. Now,
so definitely they're positioning him as a possible golden boy. But let's last time you got into your intel about your sources inside, they're very upset about patriots, conservatives, and the movement against what's happening. Also, the movement in Europe against the euro. Can you recap that for us? And then I want to get into the new developments.
Okay. I got off the phone about 10 minutes before you guys called. As a matter of fact, I thought it was you calling. Now, I have to be very careful how I phrase this, because this person's job and definitely their life could be in danger. Now, this person is someone who works in the administrative staff of one of American Bilderbergers who may not necessarily have attended this year's conference, who was speaking to another American Bilderberger who did attend this year's conference. And according to the conversation, what this person was able to get from listening to one end of it is these people are very, very unhappy about the development. Now, they're saying if such a small group of patriots can create such a groundswell of support on the ground level of the United States, and if they're using this as a litmus test, now imagine when the time comes to fight them against us, what we can expect or what they can expect. So they're definitely very upset about that development.
So, I mean, let me get this right. They're planning a big move in the future, but they're worried that we're willing to go up against them and that we have power?
I think we've always known that there's going to be a big move against us, but I think they've never realized just how much support is out there. And I think this patriot movement in America, especially in the in southern United States, the people who are guarding the border with Mexico, I mean, just a few good men and women, mostly men, are making a big difference. And this is what
they're upset about the Minutemen. So they're just upset about their whole agenda being in trouble.
Well, they're very upset about the whole agenda, but on a minute level in the United States, they are using this as a litmus test. Now, if this thing had failed, they would not have been as upset, but because of all the trouble they're getting in Europe, because England and several other nations in Europe are postponing indefinitely the constitutional referendum, because of all the movement in the United States, the Patriot movement and the Minutemen movement, and because Canada is still free, these people are not very happy.
Now, you told us that you got this from sources inside the Bilderberg Group meeting. Is this new development from one of the participants outside the meeting?
This new development was from one of the administrative staff who works for one of the American Bilderbergers.
So this is a separate new confirmation.
This is new development that I literally got on the telephone about 10 minutes ago. When I received the phone call, I thought it was you guys calling me from the Alex Jones Show, and it was this person calling me from home who just got back.
So this is another person, because Tucker and you have said you got two other people inside saying it. This would be a third. We'll be right back. Daniel Estalon, this is amazing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the air, I get irritable, I get angry. I mean, think about what we're facing here. Criminals sworn to dissolve our borders, set up world taxation, world regulation. They're openly announcing it on national TV. They're issuing national ID cards. They're militarizing the police against us. Transponders for all the vehicles. They're openly announcing it. They're lying about weapons of mass destruction. The globalists are clearly behind the terror attacks. They're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. They're a bunch of eugenics, Nazis, trash. And I love my family, and I'm sick and tired of it. And I remember 10 years ago talking about the Bilderberg Group and being called an idiot. It doesn't exist. I'm insane. 3 years ago in the New York Times, it doesn't exist. I'm insane. All we're doing is talking about real things. And a lot of you are in denial. You don't want to admit that everything isn't honky-dory, that it isn't some fairy tale land, you know, that you're not a five-year-old child anymore. You have been lied to. You are being lied to. Corrupt, evil people are in control. They're not in control of everything, though, and we got to stop them. Now, Daniel Estulon, please, blow by blow, go through, because I got this from Tucker. I got this from you. I got this from others who have sources inside. But you and Tucker are preeminent. You've been covering it, you know, half as long as he has. He's been doing it for 20-something years, 27 years. But you've been doing it for almost 14. This is the MO I'm getting. Angry, throwing fits, arguing with each other. They know they're having major problems. They've got a tiger by the tail. they're trying to balance, you know, 100 plates in their hands, and it's about to topple. They're behind schedule, so they're having to accelerate their program. They openly want world government. They admit they're behind schedule. So they're frustrated. Now, from two sources inside, now from another source, you're getting it. Let's go over it. Please detail this more for us.
Which part?
More about how they're frustrated about the Patriot movement in America. Then I want to get into oil prices doubling and then all the other new developments.
Okay, well, the Patriot movement is definitely is causing them a lot of grief. They are way behind schedule. The Minutemen movement in America is causing them a lot of problems. They want to disarm the United States. They've been after it for so long, and they still haven't been able to do this. And again, as I said to you in the last interview I had with you a couple of weeks ago, we are free in Europe because the United States Patriots still have control of their guns. And the Minutemen movement is, that's a very, very important development. And again, I just received a phone call from somebody who's not a Bilderberger, who works for someone who is a member of the Bilderbergers. And this person, from listening to the conversation, overheard enough to put two and two together and to tell me basically to relay the information. And for what I know, what I've been told, I can basically tell that they're very, very unhappy about the developments in the United States.
Now, to be clear, you got a lot of the same info from people that were at the conference when you were outside the gates.
Exactly.
Now, let's be clear on this. They openly have said in the past they want gun control, they want open borders, they want world taxation. Daniel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I heard a beep. This is on the agenda. Specifically this time with these three sources, did they specifically bring up the Second Amendment?
I don't have that information as of yet. I will try to see what I can get, but I don't have that. I haven't been told that the Second Amendment was on the agenda. In any case, things like Second Amendment would not be brought up in formal discussions. They would be brought up more in informal cocktail discussions more than
formal. We know it's been brought up in the past, but the point is that, okay, then specifically exactly what did they say? Just that we're giving them problems.
That they're having a lot of problems, that they're very concerned about the Patriot movement, and they're very concerned about the developments in South United States with the Minutemen movement, because again, if they're using this, and the information that I got from my source, who I just spoke to a couple of half an hour ago, is if this is a litmus test, and they're getting so much heat and so much ground support and such groundswell of emotions from people in the United States supporting the movement, if when the time comes to fight and to take sides, they can expect a lot worse problems.
Exactly. Despite all their full court press demonization of the Minutemen, major polls, 80% of Americans are for them. So they know that their propaganda, people are becoming immune to it. Do you agree with that statement,
yes,
Daniel?
Sir. I think it's simple. I think when you don't have enough to eat and your children are starving to death, you basically do support the Patriot movement.
And the economy is in shambles, despite what they say. Economically, the world taxation, the increase in oil prices, what did you get from your sources this year?
I didn't get anything new other than what I told you in the last interview, that this is, of course, one of their favorite subjects on the agenda, taxing at the wellhead. And they're putting this through the United Nations tax. They're trying to put it through. Of course, it's going to take a little bit of time. Now, as I said in the report, now I'm trying to remember the exact words, and I can't remember what they were. But
what about this new airline tax? They want an international tax on airline tickets.
Well, I'm actually investigating that. If you will give me a couple of weeks, I'll have more information on that. But again, they're very worried about the U.S. economy. They're concerned about the oil. We'll get to the oil in a minute. But they're very, very concerned about the developments in the United States in the oil sector and the airline sector. The economy, as you said, is in shambles, and they're definitely getting a lot of heat from the people in the United States about all the developments in South United States with the militia movement, with the Patriot movement, and throughout the United States with the Patriot movement. Now, as I said to you, as far as the U.N. taxes, here it is. Now, they're trying to sell this. They were discussing it at the Bilderberg Conference, and they were trying to find the best way to present it and to sell it to the American public. Now, as I said in the report, one European commissioner suggested using the rhetoric of helping countries build peaceful societies, one conflict subsides.
And that's exactly what they're saying with this new travel tax, this new airline tax.
As the battery, not exactly. And we got as much information when it was confirmed a posteriori when Denmark's foreign minister, Moller, during a debate, I believe it was on the 26th or the 25th of May at the United Nations, stated on the record that, and I quote, if the international community is not able to act swiftly, the fragile peace is at risk with loss of more lives as a consequence. And again, Denmark right now holds the council presidency, and as of July the 1st, it will be replaced by Britain. But even in that point, the Bilderbergs were arguing as to the best way of doing it.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and England have pulled out all the stops selling all these weapons to third world dictatorships, and they're trying to fund wars everywhere. Then they'll come in and swoop in to fix the global crisis with a global tax.
As you said before, I went on, the wars are great uniters. So if you want the worst regime possible for the world in Iran, that's what you do. You start a war.
Yeah, they want radical governments in, so then they have somebody to be an enemy. Getting into the oil, now I got this too from Tucker, who is always spot on, and this scares me. They're predicting, now sometimes they're wrong, but very rarely, Kissinger and others from your sources, tell us what they're predicting with oil.
Well, I got a lot of additional information. If you give me a couple of minutes, I'll just
Let's go over that.
Step by step. Natural gas and oil, first of all. Again, I got this since you and I talked and since I published the second part of the Bilderberg Report. On a daily basis, I'm getting a lot of fresh information from people who are seeing my reports and who are coming forward with a lot of great stuff. So first of all, almost all of Europe, soon even perhaps Ireland, is going to become dependent on Russian natural gas to stay warm. Now, Britain has just become a net gas importer in the face of North Sea decline. Second of all, Russia has much less natural gas than the economists and bookkeepers have predicted. Laia Rerir, who is a legendary, I know I pronounced it badly, legendary French energy expert with his renowned calculations, recently concluded that natural gas demand in Europe was going to grow at 6.4% per year into the future. Now, that the global natural gas cliff, based on his calculations, would hit approximately 2030. And that according to him, there will be zero reserves left by 2050. Now, he calmly announced recently that as far as Russian gas reserves went, there was a 50% difference between the technical data on Russian gas and what he called the political data. Now, as far as the oil, for the record, Ghawar, which is Saudi Arabia's most important oil field, according to the ultimate recoverable reserves in 1975, were estimated at 60 billion barrels by ExxonMobil, Texaco, and Chevron. It had produced 55 billion barrels up to the end of 2003, and is still producing about 1.8 billion per year. Now, that more or less shows you that it's very, very close to coming to the end. Now, you can bet your bottom dollar that when Ghawar dies, the world officially is in decline. ExxonMobil's Jeffrey Johnson was recently at a conference, and this man was speaking. He was saying that supply is sufficient to satisfy growth until 2020, but he also admitted that the current decline was at 4-6% per year. Now, economic growth, as you know, is not possible without increased energy production. When someone asked where ExxonMobil was working feverishly to find new reserves, this Johnson character rattled off a list of countries and regions already well familiar to anyone following the energy crisis, West Africa, the Middle East, South America. Not one of those well-explored regions has anything near the 2-3 Ghawar fields that we in the world need to find immediately to avert a crisis. Now, assuming that sufficient oil was found, how much money would be needed to develop it and bring it to the market? Now, according to ExxonMobil spokesman, he indicated that the global annual investment of $530 billion would be required. Again, we're talking about some very, very big numbers. People, we consume about 80 million barrels a day. But for every 10 barrels of conventional oil consumed, only 4 new barrels are discovered. Now, another recent development discussed at the Bilderberg meeting in Rotterdam in Germany is declining oil production from entire countries as opposed to individual fields. So this is something new that I've gotten over the last couple of days. Until the 1990s, only two countries were in decline. including the United States, where production peaked in 1971. By the late 1990s, the BP, British Petroleum, statistics show at least 10 significant producers in decline. And two more were added each year from 1999 to 2001. Now, we're talking about Gabon, we're talking about Australia, we're talking about the United Kingdom. Production from the North Sea, for example, which peaked in 1999, posted the world's fourth largest decline in 2003 at almost 10%. Indonesia, which is an OPEC member, now that tells you something, have been in decline for 12 years, averaging about 2.6% a year. But what's amazing about this is that over the past few years, this has accelerated to almost 9%. So what does the future hold, basically, for us, Alex? I think for one thing, there will be an oil crisis very, very soon. Whether this means that it has already begun or won't happen until later in the decade or sometimes in the next decade, I really don't know. But in my view, the numbers are not dependable enough for us to say. However, what I can tell you, and I think this is very, very important, again, I'm not a mind reader, Alex. I have no idea what these people were thinking of while they were at Waterhagen, but I can tell you from watching them for years that they were not playing to and for the gallery. For the first time in the 13 years that I've been following them, these people, I saw them scared. And when the Bilderbergers get nervous, we should be trembling from fear. I mean, you had Haas, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, arguing with Pearl, Peter Sutherland, the chairman of Goldman Sachs and BP, arguing with Jerome van der Veer, chairman of Shell, Royal Dutch Shell. I have a couple of pictures where I actually see them arguing. Kissinger was told off by several prominent Bilderbergers. Now, Iraq in the past was a great uniter of European Bilderbergers against the U.S. Neocons. But this is very, very different. And from what I can see, for the first time, they're at a loss as to what to do. Because, you know, when the dirty masses rise up because their children are hungry, no amount of guns will be able to stop us from storming the barricades.
Now, Daniel Escalon, I've been reading your reporting for years, and it's excellent. And I know that from this meeting, you got Kissinger talking about a doubling in oil prices by when?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Henry Kissinger, now we had Tucker on, and he talked about this as well, but what info did you get on Henry Kissinger, specifically on oil? How much did he say it would go up to?
Well, the initial information was $150 a barrel, but as a matter of fact, I'm getting information right now. There were the other talk at the conference where people were talking about $180 and even $300 a barrel. Again, we don't really know. And
yeah,
again,
Tucker said his sources that were right there in the meetings were saying $150.
Well, we actually coincided on that.
I understand. I understand you guys have the same witnesses, but now you're hearing as high as $300 a barrel?
Well, what's curious about this is that Jim's sources and my sources are different. And the information that I got from his source and the information I got from mine, we sat down and I said, okay, write it down on a piece of paper and I'm going to do the same. So we wrote it down on a piece of paper. I said, give me yours, I'll give you mine. I gave him my piece of paper and he passed me his.
Yeah.
And I looked at the piece of paper and the same number that I had written down, he had written down on his.
And regardless, folks, oil is at $56 a barrel today. Can you imagine what it would be at $150 a barrel? Now,
can you imagine it being at $300?
Well, let's go over this for a second, because I've been studying artificial scarcity. And I know that from your sources at Bilderberg, they're saying this, they're discussing this, other big oil company people are saying this. I understand what you're, you know, getting into with peak oil, but let's be specific here. They're masters at saying there's no water and then doubling and tripling prices. That's in IMF documents.
Mm-hmm.
They're masters at saying that diamonds are precious when they're hardly even semi-precious through a monopoly that they gouge us. I know that a lot of oil fields are in decline. I know they found a lot of new oil, and it will be a big investment to get to that oil. And I know that they've suppressed for 30 years alternative technologies that will now take decades to implement. I believe they're going to let us have this oil crisis, regardless of whether it's real or manufactured. I think it's a little of both. To then watch all the wealth in the world that they don't control capitalize into their coffers via a grid, a system built according to oil. Total dependency on it. When I hear Kissinger and these guys shooting their mouths off about this, don't they want extremely high oil prices to be able to profit off of us?
That may be so, but again, I'm not a mind reader. I couldn't tell you what these people were thinking of, but I can tell you.
Well, we have Exxon and Mobil and BP and all of them posting the biggest profits in history.
It's true, but again, for example, Royal Dutch Shell a couple of years ago had to revise and revise again and revise for the fourth time their estimate for the oil reserves. So again, I'm not a mind reader. I couldn't tell you, but I saw them scared, Alex, and that makes me very, very worried.
Okay, then specifically from all your sources in intelligence and in protection and in, you know, in security and, you know, down to the waitresses, from all of this information, what are they scared of? What specifically, out of the whole spectrum of fear, what are they most afraid of? Stay there. After this break, we'll get this answer from Daniel Estalon. We'll also give you some of the websites where you can read his amazing reportage and see the articles, his past articles, and look at all the photos he and others have taken. Just a great reporting from Daniel Estalon, regardless of what the truth is behind the curtain. We know they are afraid, they are concerned, and they know that people are getting wise to them everywhere.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's been a lot of great people out there exposing the Bilderberg Group. One of them is Bilderberg.org, and a lot of Daniel Estalon stuff is posted there. American Free Press, he writes for them. There's a lot of online news journal. We also posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he's been out there again for over 13 years exposing Bilderberg, writing about it, covering it. Later in the next hour, I want to get into how Mr. Escalon, Jim Tucker, others actually get grabbed by the secret police. You get followed. You get harassed. You know, we've talked about Bilderberg itself, but I want to talk about the things they do to the people that are exposing it. But first off, I want to take some calls when we get into the next hour, Mike in Arizona and others. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And before the break, we were getting into what they really fear, what they're most afraid of. And Mr. Escalon, you know, out of all the things they're afraid of, what is scaring them the most right now?
I'm glad I had a couple of minutes to think about it. Whether peak oil, Alex, is true or not is ultimately, I think, is irrelevant. The energy crash and the economic chaos it causes have been on the agenda of the Bilderbergers and organizations such as Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission for some time.
Well, yeah, they burst these bubbles on purpose to consolidate.
Exactly. It's a necessary step to redrawing the political lines of power.
We got the IMF documents. Greg Powell's got them 3 years ago.
That's
and
it.
They actually say, we want to create riots, we want to create problems. But now it seems like they've made such a big crisis that they're worried that it may blow up even bigger than they thought.
Well,
and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, they need to do that because any kind of blood will more accurately reflect the one world police state of inhuman design. Now, I think we have reached the point where human consciousness will no longer tolerate authoritarian control of its destiny. And the Bilderbergers, they know this and plan to break the spirit with a harvest of blood, with war, famine, and misery, which is why as soon as one war ends, be it Afghanistan, the cry goes up, who's next? Be it Iraq, the cry goes up, who's next? And, you know, the turn is for the next wars of Iran. Now, something very, very interesting as far as what you just asked me. On June the 1st, Henry Kissinger, the former U.S. Secretary of State, in the Financial Times warned that a global battle for control of energy resources could become the modern equivalent of the 19th century Great Game, as he called it, the conflict between the United Kingdom and the Tsarist Russia for supremacy in Central Asia. According to him, this is what he said, the Great Game is developing again. He told a meeting of the United States and Indian Business Council. And according to, again, quoting Kissinger, the amount of energy is finite, which is up to now in relation to demand, and competition for access to that energy can become the life and death for many societies.
And that's exactly what Brzezinski said in 97.
Exactly. And, you know, when Kissinger is saying this, this is, again, this is all coming out of the Bilderberg meeting, and all this information, Mark Warren of the Democratic Virginia governor, Kissinger talking about the energy crisis, we'll get to the elections in Germany where Angela Merkel, the boy.
So energy, they're most concerned about energy.
I think it's one of the key points. I think it's always been one of the key areas in the agenda. And again, I have no idea what these people really are thinking.
Are they panicking so much this year? Because I've gotten that from all our sources that they really are concerned.
Well, because we may very well be coming to end to the peak oil point where, again, according to information we're getting, there's only about 35 years of energy supply, of oil supply left in the world if you follow the Hubbard curve.
But they've always wanted population control, and they've got their own minions out there promoting this as the pretext for population reduction.
Well, exactly. Again, when the price of oil goes up to $300 a barrel, a lot of people, they won't need to kill anyone. A lot of people will be dying on their own. When the oil is so expensive and you can't heat your home, the poor will be the first ones to die. So, again, it's one of the great ways to get rid of population surplus.
Yeah, I think they've been engineering this thing from the start. I mean, we saw this coming years ago. Stay there, Daniel Escalon. We're going to have him with us for the entire next hour, despite his cold. We appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing...